Chapter 3, The Big Surprise. Who would have thought that something so extraordinary was about to happen, and on such an ordinary day? Starbella was now just a little bit older. Starbella yawned and stretched, settling into the soft cushions of the comfy sofa, which was backed against the living room window. What a lazy morning. Please turn the page. Look there, said Mommy, coming over. Starry turned around and perched on her knees to see a cute little red ladybug with black dots crawling across the window pane.
Hi, little lady, said Mommy. Did you drop by to bring us good luck?
She asked, pretending to have a conversation with the bug.
Dee-hee.
Laughed Starry. Starry was fascinated by the zigzag path the ladybug was taking.
Zigzag, zigzag. It's gonna take a long time to get to the other side,
she thought to herself. As if reading Starbella's mind, Mommy said,
that ladybug has determination.
Starry wasn't exactly sure what that word meant, but she could tell the ladybug was not going to give up. She hummed a little tune to keep her tiny polka-dotted friend company on her journey. Please turn the page. Then, out the window, Starbella noticed a great big truck pull into her driveway. Curious, she watched two strong-looking men get out, walk around to the back door of the truck, open it, get in, then roll out a huge object very, very carefully. It was covered with a thick quilted cloth.
What could be? What could be?
Starbella wondered. Slowly, slowly, the two men pushed and tugged the secret object down the walk until they reached the open front door. They had to budge it this way and that way to fit it through.
Put it in the living room, please. Be careful not to bump into anything,
instructed Mrs. O'Clafe. Bewildered, Starbella thought to herself,
must be something special.
When it was perfectly in place, Mommy called,
come, Starry, come see the big surprise.
When the thick cloth was lifted off, Starbella couldn't believe her eyes. Before her stood Roro's and Ray-Ray's piano, topped with a great big bow. Attached to it was a note. Please turn the page.
Shall I read the note aloud?
Asked Mommy. Starry nodded her head up and down. Mommy removed the note and read,
to our favorite musical star. We noticed how much you enjoy playing on this piano when you come to visit us. Since no one in our home plays it any longer, we want you to have it in your home to enjoy. Perhaps you'll play it for us when we come to visit you. Love, 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 your number one fans, Roro and Ray-Ray. P.S. Try not to bang on it.
Ladybug brought good luck,
shouted Starbella. Please turn the page. Starbella rushed from the piano back to the living room window.
They Thank you! Thank you, ladybug!
She shrieked at the tiny meandering bug on her windowpane. She dashed back to the piano. Feeling like the luckiest girl in the world, Starabella ran in circles around the piano. Her eyes shined like stars. But to show her excitement, sorry to say, bang on her new piano, Starabella did. She hit high notes, she hit low notes, she hit notes in between. Sometimes one at a time, sometimes all at once. She played all day, every day. It was driving Mommy and Daddy berserk. Mommy called out,
"Starry, a little quieter, please. Give us a break."
What Mommy and Daddy didn't know was that Starabella was memorizing the sounds made by each and every piano key. And she, like the ladybug, was not going to give up. She had determination.
And it's going to last.
Determination, she's got that fire.
Watch that girl inspire.
She's got determination with the soul of creation.
She's got determination.
She's a star.
Determination's gonna get her far.
Determination, she's gonna keep trying.
She's determined and soon she'll be flying.
Determination, she's working it out.
What's it all about?
She's got determination with the soul of creation.
She's got determination.
She's a star.
Determination's gonna get her far.
Determination, she's building up steam.
Determined to go after her dream.
Determination, and she's got a lot.
What has that girl got?
She's got determination with a soul of creation.
She's got determination.
She's a star.
She's got determination.
Turn the page. Then, could it be possible? Mommy and Daddy heard the miracle of a melody. Starabella had taught herself to play the piano by ear. Soon, Mommy and Daddy discovered that their little daughter could play any music she had ever heard. First, she played her favorite nursery rhymes. Next, she played the music she heard on the car radio and on her family's CDs. Everyone sure thought it was really funny when she came home and played the music she heard in the dentist's office while getting her teeth cleaned. But most amazing of all, she began to make up her own tunes. Starabella still had some trouble finding her words, so she practiced with Mommy and Daddy every day. Little by little, she was finding them faster, but she still spoke only a few words at a time. Mysteriously, though, words to her music came easily. Even so, sometimes her music had no words at all. She just let the music speak for itself. For example, Starabella loved nature. She composed music to show how she felt about the changing seasons. It had no words. It was a musical picture. Listen, it's spring, the season of birth. Do you hear the gentle rain? Can you picture little buds poking their heads through the earth? They rise up to the sun. Feel and hear the sweetness of the soft breeze. The music is happy. People are happy. Becomes stronger as the sun becomes brighter. It's summer. The music slows down because it is hotter. Suddenly, there's a burst of color. Hear it? The earth is in full bloom. Can you see the flowers? Nature sings as bees buzz and birds chirp. Fireworks explode in the night sky. People are celebrating. Colors begin to fade. It's cooler. People feel a little sad. It's autumn. Do you hear the change in the music? As leaves turn to red, orange, and gold, spirits rise, the wind gusts. Hear it blow? The leaves are lifted in swirling circles by the wind before falling to the ground. Can you hear and see them fall? The music is brewing up a howling, angry storm. It's freezing. Winter is here. Snow falls boldly. Listen, you can hear it. Picture it filling the sky. The music sounds brighter. The earth is covered with a glistening blanket of white. Plants are asleep. Do you hear sleigh bells? People are filled with joy. It's holiday time. Hear the quiet, gentle rain? Spring has come around once again. Nature awakens.
Into another,
said Starabella. Please turn the page. Starabella felt such joy that she could now express her thoughts and feelings through music. Mommy and Daddy felt happy too, because beautiful music now filled their home. Mommy told Starabella, "You were born with a gift."
"You have talent, Starry,"
said Daddy.
"Where does talent come from?"
asked Starabella.
"It comes from the beauty in your heart and in your soul,"
said Daddy.
"But how it gets there, my daughter, is the really big mystery."
"Oh,"
was all Starabella could say about that. Even Kitten Caboodle O'Clafe, the family's pet cat, was excited. She liked to play along with Starabella by running across the piano keys. Blink, blink, blunk.
You're a musical cat,
Starry said with a giggle. Starry made up a special song just for Kitten Caboodle. Happily, she liked to share her talent with others. Said Starry. She and Kitten Caboodle rubbed noses. Starabella's eyes shined like stars. In the Oaklafe home, there was harmony. It was all thanks to the big surprise, Starabella's present of love from Roro and Ray Ray.